This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Kim in Maryland. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Hank. Thanks so much for taking my call, and thank you also for providing such a powerful, powerful ministry. I am calling regarding scripture memorization, and I listen to you speak about memorizing chapters and books, and I'm wondering if you have any guidance that can help me out, or is it just a block that I'm not going to be able to get it? Or
no, I don't think it's a block that you're not going to be able to get it. In fact, I think that the whole of Scripture lets us know that the Bible is actually given to us in such a way that it is inherently memorable. If you look at the very early stages of human history, we see them outlined by Moses in Genesis in such a way that you can remember them with the 10 fingers of your hands. The way Jesus presents the Beatitudes is in an inherently memorable fashion. So the Bible was actually given in an oral culture, was meant to be not only written down, but written down upon the tablet of your heart, as it were. As Jesus said, let these words sink into your ears. So I think that everyone can memorize, but it is a lost art in our culture. And because it's a lost art, so many people think, well, I just can't do it. But the reality is you can. Now, if you look at someone who has memorized a tremendous amount of scripture, you say, wow, I can't do what that person does, and therefore you might give up. But what you ought to do rather than give up is set realistic goals. I often say, he who aims at nothing invariably hits it. So you have to set realistic goals. And those goals have to become attainable goals. If your goals are unrealistic, you will undoubtedly become discouraged and give up. So if you say, you know, I'm going to memorize a chapter a day, believe me, you're going to get discouraged, and ultimately you're going to give up. Rather, what you want to do is set these goals that are attainable. Maybe you say, I'm going to memorize a verse a month. Well, you say, that's not very much. I can do that very easily. Well, yeah, just memorize that verse and go over and over again for that month, and then the next month do another. At the end of the year, you'll have memorized 12 verses, which is probably more than you did last year. That's called setting an attainable goal. Now, once you can attain that goal, instead of it being an unfinished monument in your life, it becomes a light in your life, and you're saying, I did that. In fact, I can do more than that. And pretty soon, you're going to be memorizing a verse a week.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.